This is Mike from Pasco County Tub Refinishing, letting you know about an offer we have for this month. We are offering a tub special for tub refinishing of $199, tub and tile for $299. All of our work is warranted for 5 years. We offer senior discounts as well as military discounts and servicemen discounts. My email address is pascotubrefinishing@gmail.com, and our website is pascocountytubrefinishing.com. Ken, please give us a call. My name is Mike, and I'm the owner. Thank you very much. And my phone number is 727-557-8568.
Hi, it's Sandy from Clearwater Curves. Curves is a 30-minute complete body workout designed for women. Fun, fast, and safe. Whether you want to lose weight, gain more energy, or just stay healthy, you can get started today at 50% off by calling 727-536-6910. Hey, you owe it to yourself. Get back on track. Again, and that number is 727-536-6910. Call now.
Everything you wanted to know about the music industry, ask Vic. Vic McClain from Virtuoso Music and Distribution on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Call Hollywood Connections with Don Reese, 727-441-3000.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Don Reese on Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Don Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Listening to Hollywood Connections. I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood. Land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Wednesday. You know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison, and the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Lights, camera, action. You're on, ladies.
Hi, and I'm Dawn Reese, HollywoodConnections.biz. Check us out. Yvonne Madison, thank you for being
Miss Florida
here.
Florida Diva.
I know, she is actually, we're excited because we're going to Nashville, Tennessee next week.
Oh, yeah, 29th.
I know, you're going to do all these interviews for the World Tourism Pageant.
I'm excited.
Me too, I'm excited just to take a road trip with you.
Yes, we can hang out, two girls.
I know, just a road trip between the two of us.
Yes.
So let's kick off the drive time with some amazing flute and poem music from Yvonne Madison that her mother actually has wrote many times. She has a beautiful book, Yvonne, that you just showed me. It's gorgeous.
Yes.
You know, all these beautiful poems your mom wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And we have King James, and you're going to actually, we're going to take the mic over here. And we're going to kick off, and I'm going to show everybody. And what are you going to play for us today?
Well, Yvonne's got a poem. I'm just going to play a drum beat right behind her because I know she knows how to deliver the words properly, and I just hope I can put the proper rhythm to it.
Oh.
There we go.
I'll follow you. And this is for all the people that's driving home this beautiful evening in Clearwater. My mother wrote this poem. Don't think of the things that made you sad. Think of the days when you were glad. Don't think of the wrong that you have done. Think of the trophies you have won. Don't think of the times you've been deceived. Think of all the blessings you've received. Don't think of anything that will take you away from the beautiful thoughts you have today.
That is gorgeous, and I hope that's very motivating, Yvonne, for the drive home. And people were just, you know, saying, wow, that is just precious.
Thank
Very
you.
Precious is the word.
I just wanted to thank Dawn and Yvonne for the perfect turnout. We had a great at Sacred Lands. With Chris Corbell, you had him on for the past 2 weeks.
Yes.
That's right.
It was a great turnout. I'm sorry. I know you had to leave town, Dawn, but guess who?
Yes.
Become your co-host.
Yes, I was there.
I know.
Oh, yes. She danced, and I had to dance with her with the drums.
Yeah, he danced with me.
It was a beautiful, thanks to you and Chris Corbell coming in, making those announcements. We
yes.
had a great turnout. All the drummers came, the dancers came, and Yvonne came and she danced.
Yes, and could you tell them a little bit about the place itself, how beautiful it is?
Oh, yes. I hadn't been there in a long time, and they're doing weddings there, Dawn.
Oh, it's gorgeous
really?
There.
Yes,
okay.
They're doing weddings there. They're going to start doing tours there. Jane was there. They did like a meditation in a beautiful air-conditioned room. There's pathways you can take all along, different
wow.
pathways
oh,
to lead right along the water. So they have an indoor event area that's nice and air-conditioned, and it'll be perfect in the fall to have another drum circle
oh,
out there.
Oh, it was so beautiful.
Yes.
And they have an ancient burial site there.
Sites out there,
yes.
yeah. That's why they call it Sacred Land.
And you
yeah.
can feel, I just felt the spirit of the people that used to live there.
Yes,
oh. Yes, it's so magnificent.
It is beautiful.
Well,
but I just had to thank Dawn and Yvonne for coming out. It really was, I think you made it happen. Just, you know, by letting
oh,
Chris
for
come
sure.
in.
Oh, for sure. Radio does a lot for people when they're
yes.
driving. They're wondering what to do.
Yes.
Also, King James, did you bring your flute?
Yes, I did.
You have to hear his flute music. You cannot go out of the show without your flute music. And I'm going to introduce to you in just a minute why and where I was at an event. And this beautiful lady, I was swimming in the ocean. And then we met. And now she's on the air with us with her beautiful daughter. She's going to come on in just a minute.
Oh,
and that's why I
yes.
wasn't there. And if I was there, she wouldn't be here today.
See
so,
that?
See?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Say hello.
Hello.
Okay, so what are you going to play for us? Flute music is my favorite.
Well, it's just more meditative stuff. I just play by ear, just like I play my drums, and I play with my feelings.
Yes.
So anybody that wants to say anything or do anything, I just, you know, it's great if I had a dancer, but we don't have enough room.
Oh, we had a belly dancer at the site the other day.
Yes, yeah.
Oh.
But this would be more of a Native American sound or feel that I have.
Oh, mm-hmm. I love it. So take it away on your drive time. Listen to King James and his flute music.
It's a little
yes.
inspiration.
That
was beautiful.
Wow.
That was beautiful.
Well, stay here, King James. I want to introduce, bring the mic over to this beautiful lady
yes.
and tell everybody who you are and introduce yourself. And I'm glad I was at the autism event, swimming in the water, and I didn't come out for a couple hours.
You know you love the water, Dan.
I know. And tell everybody who you are.
My name is Yadira Calderon. I am a local mom here in the Clearwater, Palm Harbor area. My daughter is Thomas Machopoulos, and she's 9 years old. She's on the autism spectrum, and thanks to her, my life has changed dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
And everything has been wonderful, exciting, all the learning, and more than anything, being thankful and blessed. So beautiful
yes.
poem.
Thank you.
And I definitely relate to that because my daughter and I are incredibly blessed.
Well, what impressed me, you're on so many boards and you're doing documentaries and you've got so much on a website that's super gorgeous. And I love what you did. I just saw something to Disney that you were talking about an autism doll.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Well, my daughter, she watches Disney once in a while. And she, after a couple of months, she says, Mom, I'm tired of Disney watching the same thing. And if there's a new Elena of Avalor, that's great. But when are they going to have a Disney princess with autism?
Wow.
Oh,
and
that's
that
really?
Is huge.
Yes.
You know, and it's something that is needed. There are so many messages, you
yes.
know, empathy, inclusion, respect, tolerance, and we can make it fun, you
yes.
know. And also adding the element, my daughter, there are many things she can do now, but she couldn't,
mm-hmm.
you know. So
right.
I can relate to the families that have their children or their adults who still still do not speak, who still do not function in a social setting, you know, so we have to take them into account as well. When anytime the media is going to cover autism, the world of special needs, we need to take into consideration that not everyone has the same needs.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about the events, because a lot of people probably don't know about these events, Yvonne, that are pretty amazing.
Yes. I decided to organize parent panels. Why? Because there's a need for information. You have academia, you have all of these different resources, but no one has decided to take the steps addressing the parental needs. We, the parents, are the ones who are surviving our children. We are the parents who many times are up from 1 to 5 in the morning when our children are sick, or in the case of autism, where their behaviors, unfortunately, control the day-to-day, and a lot of people cannot relate to that. So opening the door for parents to come in and speak openly, I did a fantastic panel on autism and employability that was recorded by WEDU.
Oh, wow.
And I was a featured guest, and it was an incredible experience. Tampa Bay has fantastic projects on autism and employability, opening the door for individuals in the spectrum or an additional special needs where they can find a job. And this is happening here right now.
That's beautiful. You know, I just saw on ABC Action News, Yvonne and everybody here, Rachel Barcelona was just on, and she was one of my first beauty queens.
And she's beautiful.
I know.
And she's talented.
Oh, yeah.
Very. Yeah, she's wonderful.
And she's been at the station with us, and she's been singing at Madison Square Gardens the third time.
All over the place. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what a testimony for people out there to be a role model for, and she's going for a new title.
Beautiful.
That's awesome.
I would like to say that in 1990, I had never heard of the word autism. And I worked in 1994, I went to work. I'm a caregiver, a supportive coach and all that. And when I went to work, one of my first jobs, the people there had autism, but they didn't even name it that.
Correct.
And then when I went to work in early childhood development, I saw one day a lady brought her little boy in there. He was only 4 years old, and he had autism. And she not only brought him to the school, she brought a teacher along with him. Mm-hmm. And in 1 year, you would never known he had ever had it. He was talking and doing everything the other children would do. And I had always wished that everybody could have had that opportunity.
Yes.
Well, I want to introduce your beautiful daughter, and I'm going to have you come over here by my microphone for a minute, and come on over here, sweetheart.
And
yes, she's she's that's okay. And she's nine.
She announces herself.
She's 9 years old, and tell everybody your name.
I am Tamashmas Shabless from Florida, born in Greece, 2008. Today we got a horrible problem. Someone's been leaving junk in the water, and you know what? Important creatures all over the world need their habitats to be clean.
Exactly.
Habitats. And worst of all, the biggest creature ever, the blue whale, is getting even sicker by cargo ships and cruise ships in the way of it. But there's a solution. We can move the ships away from the creatures and whales, and that's why it's important. And whenever you see a wild animal, don't get close to it. It might bite you or hit you or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know what? You are so adorable. Do you remember me swimming with you in the ocean?
Yes.
And I came up to you and I said, can you say reporting for Hollywood Connections?
Reporting from Hollywood Connection. I saw a dolphin today kayaking without a teacher with my camp. And whenever you have a child with special needs, everyone, you should take it on a jeep, truck, or a boat whenever you go see wild animals. And please go slowly so you don't disturb it.
Right.
And that creature I saw was a dolphin.
Oh,
I gotta say, I gotta applaud this whole speech. That young lady just did a thing for the ocean and the animals in the ocean. You should go before Congress.
She's 9 years old.
Yeah. 9 years old.
Wow. You know, I just want to say to you, come on over here. I'm going to put you live on Facebook as well while I'm talking to you. Yeah. I'm so impressed with you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make you one of our reporters.
I hope I go on TV and television station. Please, can I?
Well, guess what? I would like to also offer you one of our beauty queen titles. I'm going to tell you about that. You're going to get a sash and a crown. We're going to talk
about that. Really?
Yes, it'll be for 2017, and you're going to be on Hollywood Connections, and I'm going to get your media IDs to you tonight in the email, and you're going to train with me. We're good.
He's excited.
She's excited. It's a kids show, and we're going to actually have you help me out with a children's show.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you have children that are out there and they want to be on the radio, we're going to have some fun with kids in the studio.
Yes.
And kids on camera, so please get in touch with me at hollywoodconnections.biz. What do you think about that, Yvonne?
I love that. There was a thing on television I saw where there was a young lady, I think she was around 21 years old, she was autistic, and now she was so interested in animals that she learned a way to, when they're getting ready to go to get slaughtered, she learned a way to make that not so dramatic for them.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, a lot of farmers, a lot of people are using her method.
Definitely. That's Temple Grandin, who is the epitome of the marvels of what an individual in the spectrum can do, because there's no limit.
Yes.
I had the opportunity to meet her about 25 years ago.
I always think about her.
She is incredible. She's spectacular. And I used to work with a publication.
I always think about her. I just saw one clip of her.
Yes.
But I didn't know her name or anything, but she stayed on my mind for all these years.
She is wonderful. Mm-hmm. And the most important thing is accepting the diagnosis, which is something that I have learned, and it's a message I'm transmitting my panels. You know, parents are still being told this is a death sentence. You know, your child will end up in an institution, where that couldn't be further from the truth.
Truth, right.
You know, whether your child speaks or not,
right.
Us, the parents, we lead the path.
Yes.
We are the ones who decide, and no one can tell us. No professional, no degree can dictate what is going to happen to any of our children.
That's
who
true.
Will become adults, and they can become productive citizens.
Yes.
Within the scope, what they can and even what they cannot do.
Beautiful.
Wow. Also, please give your website and your Facebook so people can go and check out what you've been doing in the community.
Yes, my website is autismhappykingdom.com. And on Facebook, you can look for us, Autism The Happy Kingdom. And you will find a lot of videos, interaction. I am interacting with a fantastic young man from Minnesota, Noah, who wants to run for political position.
Wow.
And he's on the spectrum. I am interacting with Andy in Minnesota as well, who's an incredible artist. Pierre Owens, this spectacular, marvelous young man who has memorized every movie title since 1982.
Yes.
And he's just impressive. He's a savant, you know, and he draws,
beautiful.
You know. I have interacted here in the community, all of these families whose children have these innate talents and they just need to be polished. Music, the arts, drawing, sculpting, writing.
You might want to be involved because we have Chief over here and we were just talking about the arts and some things. Maybe you can be maybe help us out with an opportunity. So we need some help. You want to talk about that real quick, King James, what we're going to do with him as well?
Chief has donated one of his clinics that he had three in the Pinellas County. He's a retired bone surgeon, and he closed the other two down, and he left the one in Clearwater. It's a nice, big facility up there, and it's got a handicap ramp coming down to a large lot right at the corner of Myrtle and Marshall.
Right.
So he donated that. So he's a real chief. He's a retired bone surgeon also, but he prefers chief. He was a chief first, so he'll tell you, call him chief. But, I mean, he can speak just as well as I can, even better. But I know we're looking for people that want to get involved. It's for the community. He's trying to raise medicine for his village. He's a real chief of a village in Nigeria.
Yes.
So this village needs medicine. They need everything. So he's really trying to help the community as well. I'll be teaching drumming here. And everything that we're going to do there is going to help the community as well as his village in Africa. So
that's wonderful. That's super.
Yeah, we'll be talking more about it later on.
Well, Yvonne wants to put together a workshop for actors, and mm-hmm. that would be great for the kids and teens as well.
Yes.
I want to do a reporter's workshop with you and you know, bring some kids over and help them. So we've got some ideas, and you're looking for someone to help maybe volunteer twice a week over there and sign people in. And it's just right down from the station here, so which is really cool. And that's great. You know, we're talking about kids. I do want to give a shout out for giftoftheheart.com with Andrew Heller. Now, Andrew is a film director with Austin St. John, original Power Ranger, that will be at the Tampa Comic Con coming up at the end of the month. And also, we have, you know, John Schneider in the movie. If you go to giftoftheheart.com and you buy his books and you put in Hollywood as a promo code, you get a percentage off as well. So that's one thing I want to talk about. Another thing, let's go to the commercial with Beaming Hope Church. And this kind of says it all. I cut that the other day, and I think he had it ready. But if not, Peter's looking for it. I know Bobby was just here. And we also want to give some shout-outs real quick, Yvonne. While you're driving and you're saying, you know what, I need a good night's sleep tonight. MyPillow.com. Yes, I have two of them. I took my husband's. Okay. And if you put to promo code BEACH, B-E-A-C-H, you get a great discount. And then also the AquaVault.com. This is super cool. If you like the lazy river, you like the beach like I do, we put all of the, you know, things in there, and I'll show you that shortly here. That's the AquaVault.com. They're on Shark Tank. Put in promo code Hollywood1. Now, while he's looking for that, let me just tell you real quick. We've got a back-to-school bash. Free groceries, clothes, school supplies, all welcome. Sunday, August 6th from 10 a.m. Just attend the entire Sunday service to receive free school supplies, groceries, clothes, and a chance to win gift cards and much more at Beaming Hope Church. And it's 11000 110th Avenue North, Largo. Go to beaminghopechurch.org. Now, I got to tell you real quick, let's go to that commercial.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese with Hollywood Connections on Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. And we have something super exciting with Beaming Hope Church, 11000 110th Avenue North, Largo, Florida. BeamingHopeChurch.org. We have a school bash, free groceries, free clothes, school supplies, all welcome Sunday, August 6th, 10 a.m. service. Now, you just have to attend the entire service to receive the free school supplies, groceries, clothes, and a chance to win gift cards and so much more. This church is my home of Largo. We'll see you there.
Hi, it's Sandy from Clearwater Curves. Are you interested in losing weight or just staying healthy? Curves can help you do both. Everyone knows about the great cutting-edge benefits of Curves' 30-minute complete body workout that's fun, fast, and safe. But many are not aware that Curves Complete has a weight loss. It's coaching with our Cleveland Clinic certified coaches. They train and motivate you for fast and lasting results. Everyone knows that we all do better by having a coach. Customizable meal plans, one-on-one coaching, and support. It's so much better than a typical gym. Get ready to lose inches, gain friendships, and get more out of life with the Curves Complete Plan. Get started today with our 50% off enrollment special by calling Curves of Clearwater. We're located on Belcher and Nursery, right next to Big Lots, 727-536-6910. Again, that's 727-536-6910. Do it now for the summer.
And we're back. So I have to tell you all this story. This is such a blessing. So we went to beaminghopechurch.org. You have to go check it out. It's a wonderful non-denominational church. And on Sunday, of course, my husband puts his name in the drawing. It's called Super Sunday Giveaway. And so, of course, I put, you know, my name is Reese, but my married name is Arnold. So, of course, he was watching me put Arnold to make sure I was doing it that way. And so he gets called up to the altar, and they have all these brand new gifts. Everything new. The appliances to, TV sets. So I'm like, I'm his wife. I'm going with him. And he goes up there, and we got a flat screen TV for the sailboat.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Yes. So, it was beautiful. We got to pick it out, and that was one. So that was such a blessing. I was just like, I did not expect that.
Right.
And I kept bugging him for another TV set, and he's like, not yet, not yet. And so now we got that. And then all of a sudden they called Dawn, Arnold, of course. And then I went, oh, that's me.
Uh-huh.
And Bert comes
you
up.
You remembered that was you.
Yes. And he's like looking at me to make sure I was going to get up because everybody knows me as Reese. And so so I get up there, and he's like, honey, you were just complaining 2 days ago that you didn't have a can opener because I had the old one you had to, wind up.
Electric, you got electric.
I got an electric can opener thanks to Beaming Hope Church. So that's why, but you know what I really like, everybody that's driving? If you have a family member that's going through something, if they don't have food or they lost their job, we've had it happen in our family. Mm. And Beaming Hope Church, after the service, will give you boxes of food with, Winn-Dixie and Publix has also joined forces with them.
Beautiful.
You're getting food that is healthy. They're not expired. They're getting steaks. They're getting chicken. So that's something that to think about. And then on Mondays, they have Produce Monday that you can come up and pick up fruit and everything for your family. So that would last them. I know I saw that lasted a couple people that I knew that were going through something about a week and a half of food for their family. So again, beaminghopechurch.org. If you're looking for a good place to land, Eagles land there. Mm-hmm. We have.
And what's the address again?
The address is 11000 110th Avenue North, Largo, in Largo, Florida.
Good.
As you know, what Arnold means, fly like an eagle.
Oh, that's what it means. I didn't know that.
My husband always tells me that. Do you know what your last name means now? Fly like an eagle.
Beautiful.
He's like, he's at home going, yep, thumbs up, Dawn. So we actually have a special VIP guest that's going to be here shortly. He's driving all the way from Orlando with another super guest for the next hour. So I would like you to stay and meet him as well.
I would like to ask you a question. What's your background?
My background, cultural, academic, or a little bit of everything.
Yes, I liked what you was telling me about all the languages you speak.
Yes, I many times when it comes to my existence moving along with life, I feel like I'm in a different realm.
Okay.
Because I hear languages and I feel grounded and I feel centered. And even if I don't know the language, for me, it comes as a second nature. I have to listen and I repeat.
Uh-huh.
So I was born and raised in Puerto Rico. My mom, you know, raising three kids by herself. I was the middle one, the shy one, etc. And my mom, every Sunday, I would be in front of the newspaper reading the travel section. And I told my mom, when I'm older, I'm going to France. When I'm older, I'm going to Russia. When I'm older, I'm going to China.
And you did all that.
I have done a lot of that.
Yes.
And I was in Canada when I was 18 in a student exchange program. That's when I started learning French.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to Chicago to DePaul University, and I studied political science and French. Mm-hmm. And then I went back to France to do a student exchange program. And there I traveled all throughout Europe.
So you speak a little Italian?
I do speak a little bit of Italian. I do speak French fluently, Spanish and English.
Beautiful.
I lived in Greece 5 years. My daughter is Greek Puerto Rican.
Wow.
That's the first time I heard that one.
Yes, it's a bombastic combo, believe me, okay?
Yes.
And I lived in China as well.
Beautiful.
I did a year in China. I taught at a Chinese university. I taught American government.
Beautiful.
And that was 2006, 2007, and I wish I was there right now. And my daughter wants me to take her. So.
You know what? You're beautiful. You have a beautiful spirit.
Thank you.
I know.
I feel it.
And I also have an agent for her as well. I'm going to send her the paperwork with your daughter, you know. And then also, I want to tell everybody, they're looking to do extra work. Go to frontiercasting.com or crowdshotcasting.com. Heather Hines, 247cast.com. These are people that will help you get into TV and film, and they'll send you an email as well.
Yes.
I think your daughter likes Peter. She's in the back room.
She does.
We're sitting here watching the Rays together.
Oh yeah.
We got something in common. She likes the Rays and she gets really, really excited.
She's
really excited on that.
We play the Rays here on our station.
Yes, we do.
Let everybody know when.
On the other stations, 1350, 1400. So right now that's going on and nobody's listening to Hollywood Connections on those stations besides 106.1 FM. I believe that's correct. So,
I know.
Yes.
I gotcha. Yes. So yeah, we are on five stations and we're super excited.
She's awesome though.
She is.
That was not rehearsed. That was natural, ladies and gentlemen. She does better than some people go in there and try to sing or try to do their thing. She was really professional. She was
I know. And she's got 9 years old.
She's nine.
Oh my
she's
God.
A natural.
9 years
the
old.
The next Rachel Barcelona.
19.
Yes.
I agree. I see that.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, so Peter, let's go to some fun music. We're going to see if our other guests are in the house as well. We're going to be back and enjoy. I don't know what he's going to. Oh.
Fly like an eagle.
Fly like an eagle.
Oh, okay.
That's for you, for my husband.
Bert. You said.
Bert.
Arnold.
Dedicated to Bert.
About Hawaii, I want to go to Hawaii and all over the world to see a blue whale.
Blue whales are the obsession of the century.
She is adorable.
Carry me, I want to fly like an eagle, to run free, ride free.
For coming in, and we'll have your daughter have a cowboy hat for her next week.
Thank you so much. Very happy to be here.
Oh, I'm glad you are
really
too.
I really appreciate it, and you are blessed, and you are blessing us.
Oh,
that's
no
the most important thing.
Problem. I'm going to get back, and I'm going to get your daughter a cowboy hat, because she looked at my hat, and she goes, I want one.
Yes.
So I have an extra one at home. I have many that will fit her perfectly.
Cowgirl.
Yes, a cowgirl hat. Yes, she's going to get a cowgirl hat.
Thanks
we'll see
for
you next
coming.
Week. I'd like you to come by again next week.
I will.
Thank
I will.
You
we'll
very
get
much.
And thank you for having us.
Awesome. Thank you. I know everybody's leaving us, and we've got new guests coming in. Thank you. And stick around. I want you to meet some other people that are coming in. So just take a break for a second. Yep.
Where are you going, King James?
So,
oh, here comes somebody in.
Yes. So, yes, we have our other guests coming in the house right now. So, Peter, how was your week?
Week's great so far. I got a promotion at my new job, and after 2 weeks, everything's going good. Everything's real, real good right now, and getting ready for this remote. They're actually letting me out of the studio, going out to Average Joe's to do the sports web.
Nice, Peter.
So you got to be there August 12th, day after the first Buccaneer preseason football game.
That's right. Look who just walked in the house.
Right on cue.
Right on cue, exactly.
Yes, like always.
He drove all the way in from Orlando to be on the show again, and we got some surprises we're going to be working on as well. And it looks Buccaneer. Dan.
Talked to him on Saturday. We had a good conversation.
Did you?
Yes, we did.
I know. He had a surprise for you.
He does.
Yeah. Did you end up talking to that other football player?
I did. Well, we'll talk with him August, I believe, 26th it is.
Super cool.
Yes.
See, I told Peter I got his back.
We've already kind of announced it on my show. It's Lawrence Taylor. That's what it's looking like.
Oh, my gosh.
LT. One of the greatest defensive players of all time.
Super cool. Lawrence Taylor for Peter Blake.
Yes.
Yes.
On the sports web, the only FM sports talk show in the Tampa Bay area on Saturday afternoons from 3 to 5. Bring your passion. Bring your excitement. Just don't bring any nonsense. I'm your host, Peter Blake, giving you something to think about.
That's right. Well, you know, Yvonne, today's a little bit slower, you know,
yes.
Because next week we're going to actually have a casting director, Rose Rosen, will be with us and talk about her casting career and what she does in casting. I met her on the red carpet of Sunscreen Film Festival. So she's going to be with us on the 7 o'clock hour. So we're really excited to have her with us as well. And talk about your poem book for your mother that she wrote. And where can people buy that as well, Yvonne? Or
you know what? I just found this when I was cleaning out my office. And this book was published way back in the 80s. And I really can't say where you can buy it. I think I'm going to have to redo it. No, get it out there again.
Okay.
But my mother loved poetry. She used to recite other people's poetry. But then after, she always said when she our children were grown and everything, she just sat down and she would have a poem almost every day.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. That is really beautiful. And just I'm going to show everybody her mom here on the back with Facebook Live. That's your beautiful mother.
Yes.
And wow, that's gorgeous.
And she made her transition in 1996.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, we are here at the Tan Talk Network waiting for our other guests to come in. And I'm glad you joined us on our drive home.
Yes.
And, you know, Yvonne, I'm looking for reporters worldwide because they can be a part of the show as well. They can help us do some red carpet events. I've got some reporters actually going to Comic-Con event coming up this next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be there interviewing. We have Ron. He's going to be there with his daughter as well. And so that's exciting. And then also, too, is if you'd like to have a show here, please get in touch with me. Go to HollywoodConnections.biz. We'll walk you around, show you the station. And we also have another show called The Business View on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
And we feature your business. So we've got a couple things that I'm working on with Lola here as well to help this station grow. And then we have more sports teams, I heard, that are going to be maybe. Can we announce that yet, Peter? I don't know yet.
We cannot announce that yet. We're just talking. We're in talks with some local teams, if you will. We'll just say that.
That okay. Sounds good. I wasn't sure. So
but
I was.
You
yes.
Said what the young people could do for them, but what do they do for themselves by becoming the reporter?
They
That's
do.
That's very important.
You know, here's an example, Yvonne. We're going to a national pageant coming up.
Yes.
And of course, you know, we have to pay for, I'm paying for the gas in the hotel.
Okay.
But, you know, you have to buy a dress and then you have to buy the interview and you have to get, you know, whatever the extras are. And the main thing is this, I cut out kind of all of that with the showbiz titles and you audition, they send an audition tape. And then I'll have a phone interview with them, and then we'll meet in person at the station and to see if it's something that they want to do or if it's worldwide. I Skype interviews with them, and they can be a beauty queen reporter or they can be a regular reporter. Now, this is open doors. Here's an example, Yvonne. I was on a red carpet event, many of them, and I took my Miss Jamaica one time, and I took her sash and crown off, and the mom's like, no, she's like in front of all these film directors. And I'm saying, watch what's going to happen. So she was interviewing, but once she put that sash and crown back on, she became the celebrity, and all of a sudden, everybody around us that she was interviewing, she became the main focus of all that, and that's number one. Number two is Alexia. Let's take her for example.
Oh, yes, and she's in movies and everything now.
Right. She's been in front of so many film directors, even at the station that I've got them hooked up with, and they're doing behind the scenes, and she's featured. So what I do is I put you in front of the people that can help your career.
Yes, you do.
And open the door of opportunity.
And the young man... The other reporter.
Oh, Nicholas.
Nicholas.
He's up in New York, I heard. He's auditioning for some things up there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he went on his own independently, and he's been doing a lot of film circuits as well. You know, and the opportunity exists there for the talent.
Yes.
You know, and it's up to you if it's something you really want to do. And it's the same thing. What are you doing with your title? Watching Rachel Barcelona on ABC Action News yesterday blew me away.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I know. And she's talking about what she stands for and, you know, her what her platform is. And that girl's going to be Miss America someday.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
I agree.
She's a lovely lady.
I agree. Well, let's get our VIP guest in the house here, Peter. And let's change the music. Do you have my favorite music? Something, Bob Marley, in the Caribbean mood because it's warm and hot outside. We'll be right back. I'm Dawn Reese. Let's introduce our guests coming on for the next hour and a half. I'll be right back.
See fire and gold, I have none to give to you. Material things, I have none to give to you. Honey and sweets, I have none to give to you. All I have for you, all I got for you. Love and affection. My love and affection. Love and affection. Yeah. Oh. It's been a long time we'll be together, baby. Sharing every moment together. I hope this our love will last forever. I can move your mountain, you can move my mountain. Let's share this love, baby. I'll take you to the dreamland. riding on the rocket. Love and affection. Love and affection. Love and affection. Give me love, affection. Come on, give me love and affection. There will be no confusion, no temptation, no segregation. But there'll be solution. All I got for you, all I got for you.
And we're back. And Peter, why don't you introduce our VIP guest?
Former New York Jets quarterback Walter Briggs. Welcome to Hollywood Connections.
There you go. And Walter is in the house, and he has some surprises. And so how did you like, hold on a second, I ended up hooking them up one day last week, and I got a call from somebody in your family, and she goes, oh, my gosh, guess who called me? I said, I know, I gave your number to that person, and you had Mama Ali, Muhammad Ali's first wife.
Oh, my God, that's my newest, biggest, bestest friend at the
second biggest.
Yeah.
Biggest friend.
So she drove all the way out to your house and you did a production.
She stayed with us, everything, did a production and so on. And it's all because of the connection of Hollywood.
Hollywood Connections.
Absolutely.
I thought it would be a good one. I even have another lady coming here on the 7 o'clock hour. She has a clothing line that I said, maybe Walter might help you with it. And maybe in your play, she could have somebody wear it.
Could be the costumed
person. I'm not sure maybe. What she's going to tell
wherever
you about
we can do, we'll put it all together and find out.
Yeah, her name is Portia, so I'm...
Her name is Portia?
Portia.
She got a car like that, too?
I don't know. She's probably listening. Hi, Portia. She said she'll come over after work.
Uh-huh.
So that's good news. So, Walter, tell us about the play. We're really excited about the play.
Oh, my God. I have so much exciting news.
Okay.
We just started... I love him. I do.
I know. You're watching he's out fabulous. For him.
Rusty Russell from the NFL, 6'9". Rusty's 6'8". Okay, give or take.
Okay.
He's playing the Ghost of Christmas Future.
Ooh.
Okay, and with all of that we have going on. And then also, I also found out that after I talked to this wonderful woman that's sitting across from me, that she wants to participate.
Yes.
And I tried my best with all of that we got going on.
Right.
That you are going to be a roving reporter in the show.
Okay.
God take care of.
Ooh.
All right.
Ooh.
So, and you know what's really good about the perks about that is I own the show. So I can do what I want.
So exactly.
Yvonne, you're helping me. Yvonne's helping me with treatments and such. Dawn, the one thing I love about your show is that you don't just do this because you're wasting time on the air.
No.
You do this because you really are the person to know. Your Rolodex is ridiculous.
Yes.
And including mine and Yvonne's and that crazy guy way over there.
Thank you.
We got it going on.
We got it going on. So you keep the Hollywood Connected connection.
Yep.
And I'm having fun with this.
Good.
And today I want to introduce you to a few other people and the Caregiver Christmas Carol.
Right.
Talks about people just like that wonderful little girl you just
said. Yes, yes.
I was watching her as I was stuck in traffic.
I know, I know.
On my way in. And she is so energetic. She's so fun. She's so...
Well, bring her in before she leaves again. And I wanted to get a picture with her, with you as well.
Okay.
And I met them swimming in the ocean at the autism event when I was...
Right. Autism Speaks.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Well, it's I'm all over it. And with all that we got going on, I think everybody, even if she is a part of the audience and comes out and she meets and greets a lot of the celebrities and so on,
oh, yeah.
It makes sense.
Well, she's going to say goodbye. Say, this is Walter Briggs. He used to play football.
Bye-bye.
She is the most talented little thing.
Yes, she is.
I wish she was Tiny
thing?
Tim.
I'm not a thing.
She is the most talented. Tell the whole world your name and everybody.
My name is Tamice. I was born in 2008. That was the day of the rat in China.
Oh my God.
The day of the rats of China. There you go.
Yes.
Well, mostly, see, what's good about that is we hear about rats in China.
Yeah,
but
she was born.
She was born with the rats in China. I wonder how many of them are in our Ik Fu Young.
That's what I thought. That's what I was thinking, too. Please. I just had that sweet and sour chicken.
I'm sorry. This is a fun show.
Yes, it's so good.
I was born of the day of the rat, 2008, in May 30.
Well, they say that. When I went to the Chinese restaurant, I looked and they said that was the year of the rat, that my birthday.
Well, they have every so many years.
Why can't they change that?
The years of the rat, it changes. Oh. They have the year of the monkeys, the year of the hogs, everything. And according to when your birthday is, that's what you are.
Oh.
I forgot what, I'm a boar.
You're a boar?
Yeah.
You sure I'm a boar already?
You're not boring.
Let's just change it to gardenia.
We're going to change Chinese culture.
Can we add like things of what we're born? Can we add dates to the Chinese New Year's or stuff like that?
Can we change them?
Well, I know. Can we just make our own year? What
no,
year?
You have
of course we can. Whatever day we are born of.
Oh, okay. There you go. I like that.
Well,
new role.
All right. So new role is I am the year of the aardvark.
Oh,
because if you try to mess with me, I roll up and protect myself.
All right.
I'm being in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Got to protect yourself.
You got to. So, I understand that one.
Yes, yeah, she's a doll.
It's been so wonderful meeting you.
Oh,
can
yes.
I get one more hug before you go?
She jumped back.
You caught her like a football.
It's okay. Big brother, if she'd had laces on her, I threw her.
I'm telling you.
She'd have been the first down. He could go
all the way.
Oh my God! And before we go to one more quick picture. Let's take a quick picture.
Yes.
Look at the camera.
So Walter Briggs used to play for the quarterback of the New York Jets, and he is just entertained by this little one that's in the station
and
with
you
us.
Know, the funny thing about this is, and we love taking care of the people we take care of.
Yeah,
exactly.
But before we go, Mama. Can you please just say hello with me? Because you're the caregiver. And you know, my foundation is Hands and Hearts That Care.
Yes.
So Christmas. Come here and take a picture with me.
Yes.
And say hello to the world.
Caregivers.
The caregivers.
Walter, I'm honored to meet you. Very happy to be here. And the fact that you are taking care of caregivers, it just adds a new dimension to our days. And it's exactly what we need, people like you.
Thank you.
Recognizing that we need help.
Thank you.
Yes.
But we really appreciate that. I'm gonna beat you up later on. but my point is thank you so much. If it wasn't for people like Dawn Reese and Yvonne and my crazy man, we would never ever know that people like you
exist.
And I hope to God, and I get emotional about this, that I never know if I ever died, I want to go first. So I never know like good people like you. Didn't pass away.
Right.
All right.
And you are going to make me emotional. I'm going to get emotional as well because thinking of my daughter, and that's why I'm doing what I do now.
Yeah.
You know, I need to open up her doors and making sure that I'm going to be laying a very solid foundation.
Yes.
And you can help us achieve that.
And I promise you.
And Dawn can help us achieve that. You know, and like me, there are many others.
Yes.
And we are raising our children by ourselves and making many sacrifices, working hard, but love leads us. And we are blessed, like your beautiful mama's poem.
Yes. She's a caregiver, too.
I know.
Yes.
Caregiver.
Well, I guarantee you, it's going to get more poignant as we get closer to Christmas because of the Caregiver Christmas Carol. Okay?
Beautiful.
So we hope to talk to you soon.
Yes.
It has been our pleasure. God bless you. Thank you so much. Travel safely.
That's right. And also, too, Walter, we have a big meeting tomorrow in Lakeland. Andrew Heller and I, we're going out to talk about the Actors Jam Workshop. And he wants to set that up in August. So if anybody that was an actor, he's got amazing opportunities. We'll be posting that very soon actually tomorrow. And if you're available tomorrow, we'd like to bring you out there as well.
That Where was are we the, going?
To Lakeland TV.
Is that Lakeland, Florida?
Yes.
All right.
If you can.
If you wouldn't mind, let's talk about that off the microphone.
Okay. I just thought,
whatever
yeah.
you want me to do.
Because you have darn, to look at your, you. Look at your schedule. Your
right. I see Andrew saying, make sure you give a giftoftheheart.com, buy the books. And I said, no problem, Andrew. I'm giving you that opportunity as well, because that's another film director that is working with me. And Peter, I guess we're going to go to, what's your favorite song? What's your favorite music? We'll end with this hour.
I see trees of green.
No, geez. How about Love, Bob Marley? How about that?
Oh, Bob Marley?
Yeah.
We're talking about weed now.
Medical.
I went
to Bob Marley.
Go ahead, Pete. Go ahead, Pete. Handle it. Bob Marley.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You guys are nuts.
Let's one love. So when the man comes, there will be.